Good afternoon, guys, and since we're meeting here today, I have a question for you. I was scrolling on TikTok the other day, ne? And I'm painting a scenario for you guys. So listen, I'm trying to expose you. Okay, so what's happening is you're at a date, you know, with this girl. You're like chilling at the restaurant, and she asks you a question, simple question, but the answer will determine where your relationship goes. Ne? Are you ready? Okay. So she asks you, what's the game? If we're walking on a path and you're leading me, are you in front of me or behind me? Heels. Are you in front or behind? I want you to carefully think about this.
If I'm being honest, I'm in front.
You're in front. Why? Oh, you don't have to explain it. I'll explain it.
Okay, for me right now, why I'm saying I'm in France is because I'm a fast walker. You all know this.
No, okay, like, let's say in a relationship, essentially, how would you define leading? Is it leading for you being in front of me, or is it you being behind me?
In front.
In front. Mesh?
I would say behind.
Behind.
Yeah, I would say behind.
So in front. In front. Okay, essentially in front, it's the traditional masculine moment. I wanna be in front of you, I wanna protect you. But okay, that could have worked, Gazin. But the disadvantage here, that one, Guti, you don't trust me enough to handle it myself. Can you behind is me giving you space, Guti, I'ma let you handle it, but I'll be there to support you. And I must scope out the dangers before they come to you.
Mm-hmm. Understand? Okay. The reason I said behind is because, like, I don't have eyes behind my back, so like I need to make sure you're safe, and I can't do that when I can't see you. So I need you to be in front of me to make sure, Guti, you're safe, even, because then I'd be able to see things coming towards you, and if need be, I'll be able to pull you back.
Or understand? I can give you the independence to handle it.
Exactly. Yeah, well.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Three Potatoes Podcast. I'm your host. I'm your host, Crispy. And I'm with my co-host, Mesh and Peels. Say hi to the audience.
Hey,
audience.
What up?
How are
you?
Damn, I told you that I'm trying to expose you live.
You didn't have to do it like that, though.
Don't worry. Anyway, guys, so today we're talking about the concept of growth. When you were 6 years old, how did you imagine yourself now? What things did you think, Guti, I'd be having this by now, mentally I'd be up to here? And how has that changed? Like, did it meet up to your expectations, or were you just like, I'm so disappointed? How is it going?
Let's start with Mesh.
Mesh, what's up?
He seems like he wants to put something up.
No, Dave, it's like, I don't know, man. It's like, when I was six, probably not six, but when I was young, it's like,
yeah, when you were young,
I feel like it's not as far as I would have thought it would be. Like, mm-hmm. For example, when I was young, I thought by now I would have, ain't gonna lie, I thought I would have a whip by now, like, you know, like all those nice stuff, you know, back in the things I used to want back in that day. But as I grew older, I mean, it was more of like knowledge based, mm-hmm. in a sense. You see, I'm one person that was learning a lot, so like, yeah, I figured I would have at least attain different knowledge or better. I don't know how to put it, like, but you get what I'm saying. It's like, so of which I don't think I'm far from, based on my current achievements, you know. But like, yeah, it's like, it's not as as the way I wanted to be back in the day, but at the same time, it's not that far off.
Okay, okay, let me put it like this: if your younger self were to see you now, what things would you think that be proud of when they were to see you now in terms of growth and character development?
Oh, damn, they'll be proud. That's for sure. Like,
they'd
for real.
Be proud.
Exactly, because like, to some extent, it's like, it's not a. The achievements are not the ones I wished I had, mm-hmm. you see, but like, they are achievements. So to some extent, that's why I can, like, maybe in a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say it'd be like somewhere around 7, 8. Mm-hmm. So like, which is not bad. It's like nice and decent. Yeah. Pills. What one?
If I'm being honest, I feel like from a young okay, my, I feel like my younger version, the younger version of me,
mm-hmm.
thinking about it, I feel like they wouldn't be that proud in a way, because when growing up, I sort of used to think of life in a different way. I sort of used to look at life like, if you're smart, everything will go your way. But like, as I've grown up over time, I've started to realize that being not smart was like... not all that. Like being
Do you
book
mean
smart
book
in a way.
Smart or street smart?
Book smart. Uh-huh. That's what I was thinking. But over time, I've started to notice that through a lot of character development, I've really changed. And the way I see it, I feel like my younger self, if they were to see me now, they'll feel like maybe I'm gambling with my life at this point. I feel like that's what they would think. But like at this point, I feel like I'm making the most sensible decisions ever. Uh-huh. Like the most trustworthy ones, the ones that will actually make more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, I feel like they'll be disappointed. But like after some time, they'll be like, it's fine. That's what you're
thinking. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like for me, my younger self prioritized growth like in monetary terms. Like I was sure by now I have a car, I have a job, it's fine. I didn't really think about growth in the mental aspect, you know, because like if I'll be honest, my younger self would look at me and be like, yes. Okay, not entirely would see that be proud of me, but I think mentally, yeah, I've come a long way. Because like when I was young, I used to be rude. Not that type of rude, but you know when you're like, I don't beg. That's how I was. But right now I feel like, and I was impatient. Now I feel like, because I've interacted with many different people, my horizon has broadened a bit, and I'm more humble and more understanding than I was before. Because like before I was intolerable. Like,
wow.
And I lied a lot. You know what the lies I told when I was young? But yeah.
Wild. So in a scale of 1 to 10?
I think I'd be a solid 7.
That's wild. Pills?
I'm also thinking 7, man. I don't know why. 7. Yeah, 7. 7.5. 7 and 7.5.
That's so right. Yeah, we're all not that far from what we were expecting. The business are going good. Hey.
The thing is, this is my younger version. Yeah. In a way, but it was like if you don't have these things, you're not successful, my brother. You're basically poor. But
that's
like now, I'm sort of realizing that those things, to get those things, like it requires a certain level of mentality and also like maturity in a way. That my younger self wouldn't understand. So really, that's why I sort of thought that maybe my younger self would think of me as a disappointment in a way, because now I'm realizing that book smarts, it's not all that, but like it's more like, yeah, as a person, I feel like that's your biggest superpower. But like my younger self would think books are your superpower.
Like books don't define you.
So you said something about like success, ne? So now I'm interested in the quick questions. Like I'm interested in like how did you define success back in the day compared to now? Like what changed?
Okay, back in the day when I used to think of success, I used to think of it like this. Like if I have a house, I have a car.
Mm-hmm.
Got married, have kids.
The whole thing.
I'm done. I am successful.
18.
Okay, at 18. Okay, where did you 18. See yourself at 18?
Yeah, like.
I thought as soon as I'm done with high school, straight to university, everything's good, go to the best universities, maybe like outside the country, something like that. That's what I was thinking. But now, at the point that I'm at, I'm like, I don't need to go outside the country. I could even go. Close
yeah.
to home.
Same.
Like, I'd be fine with that, but like my younger self wouldn't be fine with that.
So
you like
you're
dreaming low, bright, dreaming low.
It feels low, but like when you're in this situation, it's like it's not that bad. It's like at first you had expectations, but your expectations didn't have like logic behind it. It was just like I want this. It wasn't like I need this. But now it's like I need this in order to get this.
Now you're making your choices with facts and logic.
Yeah.
Nah, that's word. So you defined success back in the day. You defined success based on
material
academic smarts and like you know success like that.
Yeah.
But now you define it based on
what I do as a person in a way.
Like your impact.
Yeah.
Okay, not valid.
Because I'm starting to notice that me alone, I have to say, I'm really proud of, like, I'm starting to see that, well, in a way, like, me alone, I feel like I'm a superpower in my own self.
Mm-hmm.
Because I started to discover so many unique things, so many different things about myself, and I'm like, wow, how come I never acknowledge all these parts about me? Because I think, like, growing up, and it was like book smarts over everything, mm-hmm. and then, like, over sports, over, like, all the arts, all those things. But now it's like I'm also focusing on the other things, and it's sort of helping me to realize that, one person, as a person, you don't have to be good at one thing. You can be good at so many different things, and that can, you can use that to be your superpower in a way.
Like, don't box yourself.
Yeah, don't. It's way, yo,
wild. Wild. See, what do you think?
Honestly, my younger self, my God, guys, the imagination I had. if I told you all the things I was thinking, it was, yo. I was the same as you. Okay, for me, I looked down on people who weren't book smart, because I thought, yeah, what's wrong with you? You know? Disclaimer, I don't think like that now, okay? It's a disclaimer, side note. I don't. I just realized, as a person, you don't have to box yourself. And I also realized something, guys. Do you ever meet someone and they're like, my parents raised me well? Because people I meet, and I'm just like, wow. But yeah, going back, I define success as how much money you had, how many people you can control with that money. Let me explain, because, like, you know, money has power. And you know, when I was growing up, I used to see a lot of people who were like, nah, if I had money, I'd be doing this. So I thought, I want to have money. I want to graduate high school. I saw my high school being waterfalled. I was gone. I was like, nah, I'm going to go to Waterford. After that, go to the University of Oxford. Yeah.
No,
I was gone.
Dreams,
I was gone. I was gone. And I was thinking, nah, I'm going to be working with the World Health Organization. I'm going to be moneyed. Because for me, I didn't really understand the concept of having money. Okay, in a way, I did, because, like, money control power. But for me, having money was it wasn't associated with, what can I do? It was the thing of having people fear messing with you because you had money. Because me, I was bullied a lot as a kid, but if you have money, ain't nobody can say anything against you. So that's what I was thinking. Success is you being incredibly smart, having a footprint. I didn't think success can come from other things. But for me, my main aim for success was me controlling other people. Because, I don't want you talking back to me because I have money. What are you gonna say? So that's why I say I've come a long way mentally. Because I've grown. And I just used to think, I want to have money because I want to control people. Now I realize, I want to have money, but is it really worth it? Because imagine, do you know those people? Because, like, I don't want to get arrested, I won't say the name, but there was this one minister who showed up, one of the ministers showed up at Mbabane Clinic, and, like, they took a while to, like, serve her. I'm not sure if it's Mbabane Clinic or it's the other one, I forgot the name.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Medicine, yes, okay. Between the two. I think it was Medicine, now that I carefully think about it. The Prime Minister came, not Prime Minister, yay,
yeah.
Minister came! One of those ministers came, yo, Pepal Tayari. One of those ministers came. And, like, they didn't notice them for, like, 5 minutes. They were, like, serving people who came first. They're like, do you know who I am? And I'm like, wait. Because, like, if I hadn't grown mentally, now I would have grown up to be those people. Do you know who I am? I have money. And those people are just insufferable. And one thing I have to say is, if you have to ask me, Wutige, do I know who you are? That's just a power. Nah.
I know.
You ain't got as much power as you think if you have to ask.
Do you know who I am? And then I'll be going like, manje.
Like, you're at our mercy now.
You know.
How did you define success?
I don't know. I feel like at that age, based on where I come from, like the family I have,
mm-hmm.
success was defined in many ways. For example, I live with an artist, like someone who can draw, like really, he's really good at drawing. So like, you know, so growing up alongside him, it's like I saw extracurricular activities, if I put it like that, as they can take you to success. You know, my household was full of guys, and like, so we used to watch soccer, and we used to see Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi as those two. We define those two as successful dudes, you see. So I at an early age, I could understand that, would say, success doesn't come through academics, upela, you understand. So it's like success for me was more of like, how can I put this, it's like finding something you're good at and then doing that thing to the how can I put, like the best you can do it, you know? So like, if you're good at soccer, then do that until, you know, success was like, you find that one thing, you stick to that thing, and it's like very rigid thing, understand? Could see there's no flexibility around that, you see. But now growing up, it's like, it's defining success is, it's kind of the same, but not exactly, because right now you can have the skill, you see. For me, success right now is based on how much knowledge you have on a particular thing, because back then, I should be tired, Google money, you understand? But right now, it's more of like, if you're successful, to me, it's you being able to utilize the knowledge or the skills you have to do what you want, in the sense, for example, I'll make an example real quick. It's like, let's say I want apples, ne? I can get apples through me buying an apple from whatever shop or market I'm buying it from. Or I can get an apple through me growing one, you see. Or I can get an apple through stealing one, maybe, you know. Or I can get it from someone. But the whole aim is for me to get an apple, you understand? So whatever way I use to get that apple, it's like I'm successful at getting an apple through stealing an apple, through buying one, through growing a tree, you understand? So it's like, that's how I define success now. It's like, as long as I'm able to achieve what I want to achieve, doesn't matter how I get there. The fact is, I need to get there. You understand? That's how I define success now. So it's like me trying to achieve what I want to achieve, or what I set out to achieve, despite the route I take to obtaining that particular goal. You see, so success for me is based on a goal attaining. You see?
So I don't know. Essence is use your knowledge and skills
exactly
so that they work for you.
Exactly. I'm not sure. So I'm making sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now valid. So that's how I define success. Right? So I was just interested. That's why I was asking. Like, I was interested if you mentioned success as a kid. It's like, because yeah, and success can really be a broad thing, especially as a being a kid, you know, because you're being influenced by TVs and stuff like that, all those shows, you know.
That's a story.
Yeah, that's another story. Because like, what? Yo. Side note, you know, when I was young, when I was young, I used to pray to God that may I please have superpowers.
Okay, that's deep.
Honestly, I used to pray and say, may I please, God, please.
Forget that, man. I used to believe that I could even see myself having superpowers. It was so nice. I could imagine a whole new world.
Yo, do you know how excited I was when I learned Woody, we have authority over nature. I took 2 glasses of water and I placed them under my bed. And now every morning I'd wake up and say, you are sweet, you are sour. You are sour for all week.
How did it change stuff for that?
It was just the same. I guess I didn't have faith. But it's like, oh God, you're giving me power. And then I went through a phase where I thought I could control the wind or the direction of the wind.
That is crazy.
Guys, I was not kidding when I said my imagination is wild.
Everyone had a wild imagination.
At this point, I feel like my one was destroyed by my upbringing, because like, yo, if you ever had your dream crash, like, you'd be other like, say, you know, I believe I can find them. Like, yeah, Baba, you're not going anywhere. It's like, you relax, man. So I'm like, it was just wild for me, you know? It was wild for me. It's like, nah, my childhood is just wild, man. So that's why it's like, growing up, it's a different thing. You see, I'm interested in how people view this aspect of growing up, you know? Because it's very weird.
I feel like you grew up faster than us. I don't know why. Really? Like, every time we hang out with Mesh, it's like, This guy doesn't.
I'm lagging.
This guy.
Wow.
Me and Crispy over here are talking about things like.
Like cartoons. We're talking about Adventure Time. We're
joking around. This guy, logic.
This guy has a whole life plan.
I grew up watching National Geographic. What you expect, man?
Bro,
I was out there 5 years old, knowing, watching tigers eat lions and crap like that. Like, so you can imagine. I was learning how planes flew and stuff like that, bro. Wow. You know, it's kind of interesting. Like, now I'm actually curious as to. What influenced your growing up, like your whole childhood to like back then and now, your influences basically, like your major influences back then and now? Because we have TV clearly, because y'all are out here thinking y'all have superpowers. But like, yeah, since we've established TV, like, what do you think influenced your should I say growth or something like that? But like, you get the whole point.
Yeah, okay.
Like, what influenced you like that? Yeah.
TV influenced me to a certain point. Uh-huh. Like up until the age of like 10, I feel like that was all TV. But like after that, it started to be like school. Okay, well, once we enter high school, it's becoming like the teachers, the books that we're reading, everything. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like I feel like that was starting to influence me more, because when we're spending too much time at school, like we're spending less time watching TV, spending less time doing anything that was fun. Okay, this is for me. I don't know. I can sense the look that is giving me.
It's like, bro, what were you doing?
No.
Wild.
No. So, like, the thing is, I'm noticing that basically, based on how much time I spent at school, it's like school influenced a lot of decisions that now I feel like I'm rewriting most of those decisions, because it's like now I'm experiencing so many other things. I'm experiencing life. Like life that I'm going to actually have to continue with up until who knows when.
By the diabolical.
Way. So it's like, but then now I have to like remake all those decisions, but in a way that's like open-minded, because now I have different experiences. I have school experiences, but I also have life experiences and other things. Yeah.
So more like your past influences the way you make decisions now.
Yeah.
That's. Yeah, that's valid.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, but I feel like church and the Bible. Yeah, I feel like that's really having a huge impact on my life these days. But what about you, Crispy? What you think? Hey?
I'd say for me, it was the people around me, because like when I was young, I really didn't watch TV. Like, TV, I started watching it when I was in, like, grade 5, grade 6. Like, growing up, I chased cows. I'd go with my brother, we'd be feeding the cows, we'd be running in the water, learning how to swim. You see, when you swim with these 2 liter bottles, I was climbing trees. I think that's how my imagination was so wild, because, We'd imagine a lot of things, imagine a lot of things. And then when I was in like grade 5, I started watching TV. Like I even remember who told me, would see, there was a channel named Cartoon Network. I didn't even know that was such a thing. I even remember the person's name. I was like,
that's wild.
They were talking about it. I was like, it was more Sakumu's in Spanero, look at me name dropping people.
Wild.
And they were talking about Teen Titans, and I'm like, what's that? And they're like, you should go to your TV. And they even told me, it's open channel 301.
Exactly.
I was like, wow. Then I got into a phase when I was obsessed with like Harry Potter, Percy Jackson and stuff. Yeah. That's when I was thinking about the whole superpower things. Oshak Boy and Love Again. I was like, God please. God please. I even specified, if you give me this power, God, this is what I'm going to do.
By the way, I'm interested. What superpower did you ask for?
I asked for fire, because I was young. I just wanted to control the element fire, and I wanted to be invisible. I was like, good God,
yep,
give me that one.
Okay.
Even though I was thinking in my head when I was praying, I was thinking, I'm gonna rob the bank. I'm sure God was like, you ain't getting nothing. And then, like, when I was in primary school, I'd say it was the teachers most of the time that influenced me, because we had like this one teacher who would tell you, the world is your oyster, you can do anything, like anything. And when they asked us, what do you want to be when you grow up? I was like, fashion designer. Got to my house, they're like, you can't even draw.
That's crazy.
Like,
guys,
I get it. Like, I was raised in a family, like, everyone is a degree. Everyone. So, Willem, if you come here and you're like, I'm trying to be an artist, they're like, you better sit down and reevaluate yourself.
I know, right?
So I was like, I want to be a fashion designer. My sister was like, you can't even draw. Like, I held on to that dream until I got to high school. High school, I was like, nah, man, this thing don't even have money. Because I was looking at the downside of it. Because back then, the only fashion designer I knew was, I don't even remember his name. And now he doesn't even have money now.
That's wild.
So I'm not going to name drop him. But when I got to high school, I was just thinking, when I got to high school, I wasn't influenced by TV. I wasn't influenced by that. It was more of like what my peers were doing. Not in a bad way, because I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be with you. When I got to Form 1 and I asked to choose subjects, I saw most of the people I knew from primary choose design. And I was like, design.
Why?
I didn't even know what it was. And I regretted it. I regretted it. My word.
Design.
I didn't even know. Like, the first few months, there were people who could draw in that class. I couldn't even draw a cat. I couldn't even draw a perfect circle. I was mad. And I would go to the teacher and be like, please help me. And then okay, the following years I was like, nah, this is fine. And then it got to a point where my mom was like, you could be like your dad, because my dad was a civil engineer. She's like, oh, look at you following in your dad's footsteps. And I was like, ah, no. Like, what's it? Okay, because the problem with me is that when someone tells me, go to him, you could be good at this, I'm telling you, like, nah, I don't want it no more. And because I didn't like design like that. So I just say, like, at the first stage of my life, it was just my imagination.
By the way, can I just say, I feel like everyone has a traumatic experience with one subject in Form 1. Because personally, in Form 1, I did consumer science. Then in Form 2, changed it to design. I regret. Should have continued in consumer science, because now at least I would know how to sew. At least I would be cooking.
Okay, for me, I hated consumer because I felt like they were grooming me to be a wife.
That's the problem. That's why I also hated it, because it was like, it was only girls. It was only like me and this other boy, and then both of us left it the following year.
Then designer was just like, I'm excited to be in a male dominated field, but I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just happy.
I think the racism, like, we just said that design, boys.
Yeah.
That's
then
wild.
Consumer girls.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's wild.
So many opportunities. If I had a time machine, I would change so many things.
I would go back serious? To Form 1 and start afresh. Okay, I wouldn't. I'll still choose a design name.
Guys, did we even have Form 1?
We didn't.
We had 1 month.
Bro. Came back from 2, from 3.
Wild.
By the way, honestly, we did 3 years at max of high school.
Word.
I'll be honest.
Ash, what influences did you have growing up?
I don't know. I feel like, probably how can I put this? Maybe the situations, I guess, the environment I was in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that played a major role growing up, because as a kid, you know how kids, you need to allow kids to dream big and see. So for me, it was like, it's not exactly good that there was someone who tuned up, no, that's not possible, whatnot. It's like, you know, when you like grow up, I'm looking around and you're there, like, you know, this is wild, man. My parents were busy people, you know, so I couldn't spend much time with them. So I used to spend time with like my siblings, you know, and my siblings are like older than me. I was the youngest out of all of them. So like, I grew up with older people, so I used to hang out with their friends, you know. So I'm talking, these people are like 4 years minimum older than me. So like, yeah, I grew up with them and their friends.
Matured.
Exactly. You know, so it's like that environment kind of like helped me, or should I say more or less helped me to, like, I don't know, maybe grow up. That's why people normally say it's like I grew up too quickly and stuff like that, you see. So I myself, I agree with that statement, because it's like I never got time to mingle with people my age, mm-hmm. to the point that even today I find it difficult mingling with people my age, you know, because mm-hmm. I feel like I enjoy chilling with people older than me than I do with people my age, you understand, let alone people younger than me. It's like I just can't bear with that, you know. So it's like, I don't know, I would say back in the days, like, the circles I was in, the environment, and like what else, of course TV, but it's just that the shows I used to watch were not cartoons. Like I said, it was National Geo, or like what else I used to watch, it was most like Discovery Planet or like National Geo, you know, those science shows, you know.
Didn't you have nightmares?
No, like, that's the thing, it's like, that's why I feel like, yo, my upbringing was just abnormal, man. It's like, I'm not complaining, but like, it was so abnormal in that sense. So cartoons, yes, I used to watch cartoons, you know, mm-hmm. but it's like, being the youngest, you know, every time I was watching, or maybe I would watch cartoons, they'd be like, so this thing is boring, man, let's change this thing. So out here watching National Geographic, and, you know, I ended up enjoying that piece, wow. you know, so to the point that I normally follow that thing voluntarily now, because I was used to that thing, you understand? Mm-hmm. I had Cartoon Network, unlike you. I used to watch Cartoon Network, but Cartoon Network, I used to watch the shows we all enjoyed, me and my siblings, you know. So I used to watch matured shows like what was this one? I used to love Cow and Chicken. Oh my days, you know. I used to watch Cow and Chicken, I used to watch Ed and Eddie. And like, you know, those shows are like really mature shows, you know, Adventure Time, if you Adventure Time there. And it's like I was in grade 4, grade 3, grade 2 stuff, you know. I'm out here watching all these things, you know. There's this channel they used to have back in the day, Disney XD. I used to love that channel like nobody's business. And like, they put youth stuff there. So me being young like that, watching those shows, you know, kind of played a huge role on the way I perceive life in general, you know. So hence I grew up fast in that way. So back then, yeah, I would say the environment I was in had a major influence on me. The people I surrounded myself with had a major influence in the way I grew up. Now it's more or less the same, you know. It's just that right now I'm more of like, I don't know, maybe the things I'm learning, I wouldn't say books, but like same thing, the people I surround myself with, and the people I listen to, you know, for example in my social media, my feed, you know. So yeah, it's like, it's not your average feed. It's like, you know, for example, there's this one dude I really love listening to, Jim Rohn. Is some kind of like how can I put this, a business guru of some kind, a motivational speaker type thing, you know. So that dude, it's like he influences most of the, not decisions I make, but more so of like the way I think, understand? So it's like, I don't know, it's like still the same thing, my environment and the people I chill around with, and like the things I read and the things I consume, in a sense. I feel like right now that those are the things that influence me in that sense. I don't know, am I making sense?
You are. So I have like, a question. Yeah. The way Pius is looking at you, it's like, brother.
I know.
That is happening. It's like,
oh. It's like side eye.
I know. People are enjoying my childhood. Come on.
I know. No, I question your childhood. Bruh, no, Mesh. Listen, at this age, I still watch cartoons. I don't necessarily.
Same.
I watch cartoons, but not that much, you know.
Yeah,
but
don't watch the movies. But
watching tigers each other, there was this one time when I was still like, I'm not sure, I think I was in grade 3, when I watched Wrong Turn.
What about Final Destination?
Final Destination, I didn't watch it.
Wild.
I watched it now when I was older. But you see Wrong Turn. You see where my house is. Yo, I couldn't, they had to lock me in the bathroom so I could bath because I was scared being a
woman.
I would cry. But then the question I have is, one thing you wouldn't take from your childhood? And let's say you are raising a kid, now.
Mm-hmm.
What's one thing you experienced in your childhood that you wouldn't want your kid to go through? I'll go first, you know, because I'm female. That's why, just in case I'm wondering.
Ladies first.
And what happened is, as much as I come from an educated family, mm-hmm. what they did, because of the religion that they're in,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna shame the religion, but yeah, the religion that they're in, shame in case you're wondering, the religion that they're in, they prioritized marriage. It was like marriage, then education for everyone. It wasn't even just the female, for everyone. So essentially, like, you can be moneyed, like moneyed to the point where you smell like money, you have money like that, but they're like, you ain't married, so you don't have nothing. So I feel that's like, wild. If I were to raise my kid, I'd take that away. I would take that away because, like, it's not all that. It's not all that.
Oh, well, for me, it's like, I don't know. I feel like I'll take, okay, not exactly the circular way, because it really helped me avoid certain things. But, like, the one thing I don't like is that I wasn't given time to be a kid. You understand? So I'm worried that at some point later in my years, they will come back and, like,
you need to heal your inner child.
Exactly. So that's what I'm afraid of, you know? So it's like, I'll take that away and, like, replace it with, like, a proper childhood, in a sense. As much as my childhood was proper in as far as I'm concerned, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, I would love for me to have, like, a proper childhood. I don't know if I'm making sense, but, like, yeah, you know, like, being allowed to be a kid, you know?
Just, like, dream. Exercise your imagination.
Exactly. Because right now I lack imagination due to that fact, I suppose, I guess, mm-hmm. you know? But, like, yeah, I would love for that, you know? Pills?
Okay, for me, one thing that I would change is that this time, okay, like, if, like, this time, I'd allow my kids to go outside and play with other kids. Like,
wild.
Because one thing I noticed is I was shielded a lot from the other kids. Mm. And I was told that the other kids would be a bad influence or something like that. Mm. You learn bad things from them and all that. And I feel like it really affected me because, like, I mean, I don't trust easily now.
Yeah.
And, like, one thing I also noticed is, like, when I arrived in Bomwine, I was like, I'm gonna go through this 5 years
alone.
Knowing no one.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye. It was not easy. when schools closed for that 1 month, I was happy.
Wow.
I was so damn happy. Uh-huh. Don't have to see any people ever again.
Bruh.
No, but, like, honestly, I really don't like that now, because now I'm starting to feel like, ish, man, I've really developed some very, very hard traits to get rid of. Like, because, man, in a way, it's sort of like I've seen life alone, so, like, it doesn't affect me that much, but, like, now I'm noticing that it does affect me in a way, because now it's like I feel like I don't know how to interact with other people, especially, and, like, yeah, that's the thing, and it takes time, it takes a long time.
Facts.
So, like, one thing I would ensure that my kid does, I would allow them to go out and play with the other kids, but at least I would ensure that at least I'm trying to raise them better at home, to know that this is wrong,
exactly.
This is not good, this
exactly.
is wrong, yeah. Let them make the decisions, not just say these people are bad, don't do this.
True.
Sure, just go and discover for yourself, but at least as long as you know that this is wrong, this is good, I'm fine. I feel like that's what I'm done as a parent.
Mm,
okay, not fully
it.
Done,
but like, yeah.
I feel like that's how I would solve that situation. Yeah,
then I get what you're saying. I really get what you're saying, because, like, for me, the first, this is an estimate because I have the memory of a goldfish. The first 10 years of my life, benga gogo. I was at my grandmother's place, and the only friend I had was my brother. And you see, being raised up with a boy, that brother would torment you. Like, the stories he had, like, we should just do an episode with childhood stories, because, the nightmares I would get from his stories. And then when I came to live at the city with my mom, like, I wouldn't get out of the house. I'd stay out of the house. And when I did go out of the house to make new friends, like, they were far from where I lived. So my mom was like, nah, you have to sit down and... You don't really need friends. You can just sit here, which is why I worked on my imagination a lot. Cause, like,
same. Like, that's why I also have an imagination.
But wow. Then now I don't really know how to navigate social relationships. You know, like, I don't know how to explain it. I do have friends, but it's not to the point you would see. Okay, I don't know.
What are we?
Friends, but let's be honest. Let's be honest, Pierce. Like, the only friends I have are friends that I met at school, because like we were in an environment that allowed you to make friends. And the friends that I have, I did not approach them. They just found me, adopted me, and carried on. But like, if you take me into a place where I know no one, I won't bother.
I feel you. I feel like I share the same thing, but in the sense, Yeguti, for me, it's more of like, how can I put this? It's like, I prefer chilling with people. My best friend, by the way, is like, I think 4 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel like that's part of the thing that I was influenced by my childhood, my upbringing. See, it's hard for me to navigate with people my age, like to socialize with people my age, you know, because it's like, I feel like there's little to no connection at all with people my age.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I hate is I don't like being the smartest in the room. I'd rather be the dumbest in the room, in a sense, if I can put it like that. So I love learning.
Mm-hmm.
Learning is something I enjoy regardless, you know. I don't care what I'm learning, but as long as I'm learning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't believe, as much as I can learn from people younger than me, and I can learn from people my age, but like, most learning happens from people older than me, you know. That's why I feel like it's easy for me to chill with people older than me, because I gain knowledge in that sense. So seeing me with people my age is kind of wild for me. It's hard, if I can put it like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel like I understand when you say maybe like navigator around socializing with people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that part, but for me it's more of like people my age and younger, you know, compared to the people older, because I feel like people older than me, even them, it's hard for me to just walk up to a person and start conversation like that. They need to pull up, like approach me. Normally, one thing they normally say is, bro, you seem different than people your age, you know.
Mature.
Exactly. That's how I normally establish most of my connections. Yeah, it's like based on that, you know. So it's like that. Yeah.
Okay, since we're reaching the last part of our show,
mm.
I threw a question on Facebook, and I asked Butsige, what are things that you realized as you grew? See, so this is what life is. Now, I'm not gonna say their names, but someone commented that, see, people are dark out there. Someone was just like, there's no way we can run from death. That's the saddest reality of life.
Yeah, true.
Imagine you just wake up and you're reading this. Like, wow, okay.
Okay. It's true, though, it's valid.
Yeah. Adulthood will turn you into a prayer warrior, whether you like it or not.
Oh, facts.
Especially on the part that you are not married and you are a single mother. Is to pray to God to give you a husband, and nothing works.
Okay.
I mean, I get where it's coming from.
I feel like there's more.
Another person says, nobody really cares about you. Life goes on with or without you. Only you can change your story by your own decisions. That is powerful.
That's so painful.
That is sad and valid, though.
That's true.
And then someone said, one harsh truth I learned is that one of your siblings will attend all of the other siblings' funerals.
That is crazy. That is dark.
That is true, though.
Oh, that is wild.
Like, there's going to be that one sibling who's going to bury all of you.
That's crazy. I'm sorry.
Hey,
no.
Yeah, but that is dark.
Okay, this one wrote in Nigerian. You fit, still do everything right. Make life no favor you.
That's crazy.
Can you read again?
You fit, still do everything right. Make life no favor you.
That's why.
I don't know what that means.
I'm so confused as well.
Same. Okay, let's move on. Sadly, time never stops. Not for joy, not for pain. No matter how broken you feel, the world keeps moving, and eventually you have to move on with it, even if your heart hasn't healed.
Mm.
If you don't get today, that means you will get tomorrow.
Oh my god, where are we finding these people? These people control it. Every
moment of life is a step towards death.
And that is crazy.
It's all revolving around death, suffering,
you know,
pain.
That's like blood, sweat.
Yeah,
man. But you're a kid. And then someone said, you never know how strong you are until when something hard hits you and you can stand on your 2 feet again.
Damn.
Why?
Damn.
Wow.
That is
wait,
silly.
Wait.
Bro.
That is
but
wild.
Like, it's true though. You really don't know how strong you are until something hits you, man.
Oh, yeah, Villa. That's just wild, man.
Oh, let's listen to the final one and it better be good.
Okay, let me search.
Nah, that is wild though.
Let me search.
But I mean, it's valid because like growing up is hard, man. Like that things, it brings out things you never knew, like those demons you never knew you had, man. And like, you know,
and like the things you go through, and you're like, when you're thinking before you go through them, you're like, I would never survive this. And then you go through it, you're like, I'm stronger.
Oh my days! Oh my days!
Oh, but you know, like, I mean, I feel like I've went through it. Like, there's a point where I feel like I really went through it, and like, I came out alive, and I was like,
what the hell? It makes you realize that some people are going through things outside, but they don't
exactly.
even show it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to read the last two that I have here. Okay, mm-hmm. I have more, but I'm just going to read these last two.
Mm-hmm.
Until death, all defeat is psychological.
That's wild. But facts, yeah. Yes, that's wise.
That is wise.
That is wise, eh? Nah,
you are not doing anyone a favor by marrying or dating them. One of the greatest experiences in life is to interact and build harmonious relationships with others. You cannot live your life without people around you, most especially someone you share affections and emotional intimacy with.
Mm. Nah, yeah. That one is valid. I feel like I like that one. Because it shows that you actually need people. You need these people to teach you certain lessons and you know.
One thing that someone said is, when you're carrying your own buckets of water, you'll know the value of each drop. Let that sink in.
That is wild. That is wild.
Wow.
Nah, I think that's about it, right?
That's about it, yeah.
No, but like now I kind of want to know what do we think? Like, let's answer that question. What was it again?
What's something that came with growing up
that
just shocked you, that taught you a lesson?
Nah, I feel like for me it's like, I don't know, maybe time, like how I invest my time is really important compared to anything else, like because I need to invest my time in things I believe, I don't want to say believe in, but in things you know how like watering, you have to water the promising seeds,
that would be fruitful.
Exactly. So I feel like that's one lesson I've learned, man. Hence
yes,
if I'm being honest, I mean, I feel like you see that saying that says you never know how much you love something up until it's gone.
Yeah.
I feel like this past few weeks it's been that. I've been like, ha.
That's crazy.
Ha. because now I'm starting to realize. Yeah. Man, the people I grew up with, a lot of my closest friends, it's like,
you couldn't imagine life without them.
And now I'm looking back at it, I'm like, hey, bro. I miss these people, man. I miss them, and it's like so far away. And it's like when they were still around, I didn't value them as much as I do now. And it's like,
wild.
Like, I really miss a lot of my friends who moved away. Yeah. And it's crazy because when we do meet, it's like now we don't even talk the way we used to. It's like, distance. Did something. The distance. They're not calling. By the way, I don't even know how to WhatsApp. That's how bad my sound is.
Bro, I don't even remember the sound of my ringtone.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
I feel like, I feel bad. I don't WhatsApp them, but I feel bad.
Yeah.
I feel like I should, and I definitely should, by the way.
Mm.
But because I don't know how to WhatsApp.
Wild.
I feel like I don't have that emotional energy to WhatsApp somebody. And I've been trying, but I'm trying.
Great.
We're trying our best here.
I think I've learned two lessons so far is that someone once said, your brain decides who you are. Take care of it.
Mm.
And I feel like it's easy for you to hear someone say, be like this, be like that. But then is it in line with what you really want? Mm. You know, I'll be honest, I had a lot of like people pleasing tendencies. Mm-hmm. It's like I'll do something because someone else wants me to.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, now I'm just like, nah, look out for number one. Because the other lesson I learned is that it's better to disappoint others than to disappoint yourself. Because looking back, I've put myself in situations, in horrible situations, just because I didn't want to disappoint the other person, even if it didn't go well with what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just like, you know what? To hell with you. Exactly. As long as I'm okay with me, I'm not going to disappoint me or go out of my way to prove you right, you know, just to make you comfortable. Because if you aren't comfortable, you can leave. Yeah,
wild.
Wow, that got deep, guys. Wow, that got deep.
Really quick.
Wild. Like, as you guys can see, this.
We're still a work in progress, yeah, but almost there.
We're 18. We're trying our best. Hopefully, and I mean hopefully, in the next coming years, we can come back and listen to this and be like,
wow. We have grown.
Hi.
Wild.
Because wow.
Wild.
Because I feel like over time, we'll look back at this and be like, damn, we really did focus on these things. Or like, damn, I did not focus on this. But we'll see.
But hopefully it's the first.
I hope we do focus on these things, because I feel like these are things that are like affecting us in a way. Mm-hmm. And like, if we don't handle them now, it's going to be a problem in the future.
No.
Yeah, and you could spread that thing to your offspring.
Oh, that's my greatest fear.
Oh, yeah, guys, thank you for listening so far. And our next topic is going to be.
You, as the listener, just have to make sure that you stay tuned. Turn on that notification. Subscribe. Let's go. Guys.
And check out our social media pages. It's 3potatoes on Instagram. 3, the word. Don't write the number. It's 3potatoes on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And from us to you, goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.